what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, today, Matthew, I'm going to be,
I've just left my copy of what we're about to talk about back here. So while you play with your curtains, let me just grab my...
This is very theatrical, what I'm doing.
It's very nice. Right, anyway, the speech in question.
Right, the speech. Please. We are going today to talk about Hamlet.
Yes, we are.
I studied it for a term, for a whole term at drama school. We did a speech and a scene.
Wow.
And I did Rogan Peasant Slave and the Nunnery scene.
Where were you at drama school, Mark?
It's Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama, which is now known as the Conservatoire, the Scottish Conservatoire. Mm,
for we must have much more pretentious names for our drama schools.
We must, yes. It's not sufficient to say music and drama because we encompass many more things. I don't exactly know
what a conservatoire is.
Yeah, how many more things other than music and drama do you need to encompass to call yourself a conservatoire? People have been studying and talking about Hamlet for centuries, ad infinitum, because it's a compelling play and it's a compelling part. But also, apart from that, the language, you know, just when you, I mean, it comes back to me this, I'll find myself, you know, every now and again, if I can't get to sleep or first thing in the morning when I've woken up, if I find myself idle, it'll pop into my head sometimes.
Right.
And I go through it as far as I can remember, you know, up to a point that I forget. It really warrants revisiting because it's infinite in its depth and it's infinite in its interpretation and its cadence. I've watched a lot of people doing it since you asked me to do this. I thought, I'll go and see what everybody else does.
Oh, fun.
And there are some brilliant versions of it on YouTube.
Who is your favourite? Who is your favourite rendition?
Well, I wondered if you'd ask me. Well, I think, you know, for sense and meter and force of nature, you'd have to go with Branagh. Yeah, he has it. But I'll tell you who else does a brilliant version, although it's not quite the full speech, is Tim Minchin. And now I didn't know he could...
What?
I didn't know he was an actor, but it kind of makes sense, really. That he went to a youth group at Perth Theatre School in Australia, and he did a great version of it.
Really,
I just
YouTube
found it
that.
Last night. I mean, there's a lot of shit as well, it has to be said.
One of my pet peeves is always that we have this total obsession with Hamlet being a thinker, not a doer. And that makes for quite a boring character. And I actually think, in the sort of time I've spent looking at the text, I always feel like he's absolutely a doer. He's just in a very specific moment in his life where he's paralyzed by a very certain
and
task.
And paralyzed for good reason. This
for
and
good
this
reason.
Speech, in fact, this speech is the most laid bare he is about why he's paralyzed, because he's not, you know, for starters, he's seen a ghost, for starters. I love the little section, what would he do had he the motive and cue for passion that I have? I love he would drown the stage with tears and cleave the general ear with horrid speech. Because he's working himself up a little bit at this stage, lot of the versions that I've watched, they don't quite land. This little sort of four lines here, he would drown the stage with tears, cleave the general ear with horrid speech, make mad the guilty and appall the free, confound the ignorant and amaze indeed the very faculties of eyes and ears. That's a hell of a four lines there, five lines there, about what would happen if the actor had the meat and bones to work with that Hamlet does.
Yeah.
You know? Just the painting of those images is quite remarkable.
Was there a bit you remember being hard to get through?
I think always the challenge for this, and it's interesting, I'm not sure if it's a well-documented challenge, but the lead up to Oh Vengeance. But I like it because there's three beats. No, there's four. You've got four beats of the pentameter. After that, you have a think about what you've just done.
Yes.
When Shakespeare writes in verse, anyway, there are five beats to the line. So, oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I? And so you, the first thing you do when you look at a speech, if you're playing Hamlet, or one of the first things you do is you go through and you see where there are not, where there aren't five beats. And that then you have to tell, you have to decide why.
Yeah.
You know, you don't, you can't ask Shakespeare.
No.
So you have to decide, try and work out what his intention was in leaving that gap. So Hecuba's another one. With forms to his conceit and all for nothing for Hecuba. What's Hecuba to him or he to Hecuba?
That is absolutely one of my favourite things about Shakespeare. I love that what the verse enables us is these sort of secret stage directions.
Exactly that. Yeah, they are secret stage directions. And there's there's a few in this speech. And even when you try and go against it, there's one that... There's, now and again, you can go, yeah, but I could put the stress, I could, and you can do it. You can do the stress against, you can go against the pentameter and see where it gets you. But usually you find yourself, you're kind of throwing yourself a bit of a curveball. There was one, what was it that I was looking at this morning? But I am pigeon-livered and lack gall. So, but I am pigeon-livered and lack gall.
Yeah.
So it's scanned perfectly.
Yeah.
But he's just been talking about being a coward. Am I a coward? Am I? Who calls me villain? Breaks my pate across. As soon as it cannot be. But you could argue, you could put the stress on am, although it would go against the pentameter. But I am pigeon-livered and lack gall to make oppression bitter or ere this. I should have fatted all the region's kites with this slave's offal. You know, I am like that. I am. So that I was kind of pondering that this morning, but then I went back to the meter and thought, no, you can still get the sense of that. You can still get that sense.
Yeah.
But I am pigeon-livered and lack gall to make oppression bitter. And it still works. It still works. So don't try being smart arse.
So you haven't actually played Hamlet?
No, I was offered Hamlet once, many, many years ago, only when I was about 2 or 3 years out of drama school. And do you know what? I can't remember why I turned it down at the time. I think I didn't feel it would be very good. And I thought, I'd rather not. It's such a well-known play. And you are kind of almost setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up for people to talk about your Hamlet, you know. I was just going to say that whole thing about Shakespeare, about people being afraid they won't understand it and being, you know, frightened of even coming to see it. And I think that goes, that has to change at school. That has to go back to school. Kids can understand it. It's not, you know, physics. It's not higher physics or chemistry. It's language, and the most wonderful thing about it, certainly in iambic pentameter, is you can feel it. You know, you there's a rhythm to it. So that's inherent in all of us. It's the rhythm of life. You know, it's the way we speak. You know? ¶¶